Now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend, and hopefully you can give us an hour of your time tonight, because that's how long the show is. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we are welcoming your participation. It's very, very important to us. Our lines are open right now. Give us a call as soon as you can. That's area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. We also have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. So you have no excuse not to call. So, as I said, we are a quiz show, and we will be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So, again, 415-841-4134. Or 866-798-8255. Lines are open right now. It's a great time to get on the show. Our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Again, that is mindsovermatter, one word, @yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, the ever-reliable Debbie Kennedy is here tonight, and she will do a great job, as usual, at kalw.org. So, that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions, and here's the first. Jerry Nachman had no trouble getting to Paul McCartney's Farewell to Candlestick concert, and he expects a few traffic problems getting to 49ers game at Levi's Stadium, just a scone's throw from his easy chair.
Thank you, Dana. Leah Garchick was at the Giants game today and had a wonderful time, which was sure needed as an antidote for all last week's events.
Not that he's trying to get on your good side, but our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, finds you all very attractive.
All right. That is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What do, what do Martha Ray, Mickey Rooney, and Alan J. Lerner all have in common?
Are they all denture wearers?
Probably. Yeah. What do Martha Ray...
What did they have in common?
Well,
now we know what they have in common. They're all dead.
But. Martha Ray, Alan J. Lerner, and...
Mickey Rooney's not dead.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, he died. He died last month.
About a month ago.
Sorry. I'll break it to you. I didn't know.
93, yeah. I think, yeah.
They wanted to tell the family first, I guess.
He seemed like he was going to go on forever.
He did, yeah.
Well, he almost did.
He was in his 90s. Seemed.
Yeah, 93.
So I'm sorry. What do those three people
Martha
have in
Ray,
common? Did they have in common, yes.
Martha Ray, Mickey Rooney, and Alan J. Lerner.
I bet Martha Ray and Mickey Rooney, I know they both entertained the troops.
No. They did, but that's not it. I don't think Alan J. Lerner ever entertained the troops.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
What do they all have in common? Can you frame it in any way? I mean, like, is it a professional thing?
No. It's a biographical thing.
Oh. Boy. Well, Martha Ray and Mickey Rooney were both, like, basically born in a trunk kind of thing. Bonvillian.
No, not parents.
No? Okay. All right.
I'll add a fourth later if you don't get it, and that'll.
And then we can play bridge.
Help you.
All right,
yeah. Right. Okay.
Leah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. What are the top two most valuable things that the city of San Francisco owns?
Oh. Huh. The airport. They don't own the airport. It's not the airport. Okay. Did they own?
You said the top things?
Two things.
What do you mean by top exactly?
Very different.
That they're worth the most.
Worth the most, exactly.
Oh, worth the most, okay. Well, the bridge. How about the bridge? No?
What bridge?
San Francisco Bridge. San Francisco.
Golden Gate Bridge.
They don't own that. The Golden Gate Transit Authority owns that.
Oh, okay. Well.
Boy.
Sorry. Jeez. Excuse me.
And it's not that, anyway.
All right. So you're looking for a physical structure of some kind?
Mm.
Possibly. Like City Hall, if I said City Hall.
No, that's not right.
All right. Well, I would think they're real estate, but you're looking for an individual thing.
Real estate. Real estate. That's number one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, oh, just generally real estate? I thought it was one specific thing.
Okay. Number two.
Is one specific
Tell me
thing.
What number two
is.
Is
one specific thing. Yes? Leah?
It's more specific than that, yeah.
Okay.
More specific than specific, oh, than real estate. Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, City.
Hello.
A couple questions.
Okay.
The first one is, what film adaptation of what Dr. Seuss book offended her so much that she refused to allow any more films of her husband's work?
Could you repeat that, Dana?
What film adaptation of a Dr. Seuss book offended his
widow so much?
His widow so much.
Oh, yeah, I read that. Bartholomew Cubbins. 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins. Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
I heard that somewhere.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Well, widow, obviously, so obviously he wasn't alive at the time.
No.
Was it the Cat in the Hat, the one with Mike Myers? Yeah, I know that
was. It was Mike Myers. Horribly miscast.
Right. As the cat.
Yeah, I mean, it was so offended by all the bathroom humor and all the other stuff that she said they didn't want any more films of the cases of her husband's work.
All right.
And here's my second question.
Yes.
What was the name of two television series that featured three rotating stars?
What was the name
I'm sorry, you said the year was 2000?
No, what was the name of two television series from the 1960s that featured three rotating stars?
Oh.
Oh, there's one with David Niven and...
Four-star Playhouse.
No, no, it was under another name.
The Rogues.
Right.
Series.
Yeah,
well,
the
not
series.
A dramatic.
I remember that. Oh, the other one? Ooh. You mean the other one was at the same time?
No, it came in the late 60s.
Late 60s.
Well, there was something called the Four-Star Playhouse with David Niven and Ida Lupino.
That was
Ida Lupino.
That was different.
Yeah, okay.
But there was another one in the late 60s. No, we don't know that.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. That Gene Barry in it.
The name of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gene Barry, Robert Stack, and Tony Franciosa. Although Franciosa was far from the series midway for the third season, his role in this segment was played by guest stars.
Okay.
I never heard of that series.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Two questions. What is the largest business in the United States that is named after a movie title? What is the largest business in the U.S. that is named after a movie title?
This is an old, classic business? Yeah, you mean company by business?
Yeah, company.
A company.
Yeah, yeah.
Was the company there before the movie or vice versa?
No, the company was... No, the movie was there first, and the company was founded and was named after the movie.
Oh. Gosh.
What is the largest business in the U.S. that is named after a movie title?
Just in the last 30 years?
No. More older than that.
Oh, older than that. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay.
But 20th century. You know, obviously, 20th century.
Yeah.
All right. And second question. Who was the first celebrity to have a restaurant chain named after them? It was in the 1950s. I'll give you that.
The Roy Rogers?
The chain is not... It's not Roy Rogers, but there was a chain named after Roy Rogers. You're right. But the chain is no longer around.
It was in the 50s.
It was in the 50s. And it was the blank name of the celebrity, Dino Matt.
I never heard of that.
All right.
Was that probably just in the East? I don't think it was
out. No, it was different locations around
never
the country.
Heard. Okay. Yeah. Roy Rogers is pretty old.
And I will say the celebrity is still around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who was the first celebrity to have a restaurant chain named after them? It was in the 1950s. It was a blank Dino Mat.
Is this a movie star or a music
Both.
Recording star?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And what is the largest business in the United States that is named after a movie title? Or takes its name from a movie title, I should say. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or you can call us toll-free at 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in the Carneros.
Hi.
I'm calling in a couple weeks late with my James Garner tribute.
All right.
So I've got five characters I'd like to name the character, and you tell me what movie he played the character.
All right.
We'll start out with Jason McCullough.
Sounds familiar. Jason McCullough. Go on to another one.
Okay. Latigo.
Just one word?
Yeah.
What was the name again?
Latigo.
Latigo. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Then we've got F. Ross Johnson.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Hindley.
What?
Oh, Hindley. Hindley is The Great Escape.
Right.
Okay.
And the last one is Wyatt Earp.
Oh, that's The Hour of the Gun.
And?
Oh, God. What's the other one? Can't think of the other one.
Okay. The other one is Sunset.
Okay.
What was the name of Johnson?
F. Ross Johnson.
F. Ross Johnson.
I'll take a guess that that is either that or Jason McCullough was the name of the character in the Americanization of Emily?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
Jason McCullough.
The titles to the movies that Latigo and Jason McCullough were in were pretty similar. If that helps.
Not a lot. early 60s?
You know, I'm not real sure about the timing on it. It might be more like the early 70s.
Is one of them Sayonara?
No.
Okay.
They sound like pretty obscure movies.
Yeah,
based on the two you got.
Obscure to me, anyway.
Yeah.
And now we don't know.
Okay. Jason McCullough was the character in Support Your Local Sheriff.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great
and
movie.
Latigo was Support Your Local Gunfighter.
Oh, okay.
And F. Ross Johnson was Barbarians at the Gate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway.
Thank you.
So I did.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The bell for scooping you on one of them?
You do.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Dana, what was the date of the fast food chain
50s.
Named after? 50s?
50s.
Okay.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Every Matter.
Hi there.
Hi, you're on.
Great. I've got a question for it. It's a popular music question.
Mm-hmm.
In November 1987, there were two consecutive number one hits on the Billboard charts. These songs also hit the top five in 1967 and 1968 and were performed by the same band.
So, in other words, it was a hit in with the same band in 67 and 87?
67 and 68, two top five singles by the same band.
Right.
Covers of those same songs hit number one on the Billboard charts in November 1987 by two different artists.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is this a vocal or an instrumental?
This is a vocal, popular music.
All right. It's not. No, it's not. I was thinking Walk Don't Run, but it's not. Probably Walk Don't Run. Is it?
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's
not. All right.
I'll give you a hint. If you'll take a hint, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, we'll take a hint.
Okay.
Some people say we can't take a hint, but we can take a hint.
Okay. The one of the two songs was written by the lead singer of the original band in the 60s. The other was not an original song.
Okay. No, it's not helping
not
us very much.
Twist and Shout.
Not Twist and Shout.
Or Shake It Up, Baby.
Not Shake It Up, Baby. You're definitely on the right track, though.
Oh, so
and you're the
Beatles?
Only one that has a chance at it, Leah,
Beatles.
Among this trio.
Maybe.
I could even give you the name of the band if you'd like.
All right.
It was Tommy James and the Shondells.
For the 60s.
For the 60s.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I can't even remember what they... It wasn't Be My Baby.
No?
No. We don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it was Moni Moni.
Moni
Moni. Which was then performed by Billy Idol in the 80s, November 1987, and I Think We're Alone Now, which was performed by Tiffany, and ended up being consecutive November 1987 number one song.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM, that's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hi. Anybody? No? Next call.
Hello?
Oh, hi, there you go. Hi, you're on.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
What major World War II event took place 70 years ago this week?
Oh, that's the, major, oh, yeah, I'm thinking, I'm sorry, event, you said.
Yes.
This coming week or this past week?
Pardon?
This coming week or this past week?
Well, it started on around the 17th of August.
All right. Was it a battle?
No.
It was not a battle. So 1944.
Well, it was, it's
1945 then?
No, 44.
44. There was some shooting, but it wasn't a big battle.
Okay.
Small battle.
is anything to do with return to the Philippines by General MacArthur or anything like that?
Nope.
44. But there was some shooting, but it wasn't a major battle. And was it in the European theater or the Pacific theater?
European theater.
44.
Dresden?
Pardon? Yes.
Dresden?
45. I think no. That's 45. Oh, boy. Let's see.
This is Carrie.
That was a big battle.
Hi. Okay. Was it the retaking of something?
Yeah.
By the Russians?
No.
Okay, by the Allies then.
Yeah.
Oh, Paris. The liberation of Paris.
Yes, yes. Liberation of Paris.
All right.
Very good.
There you go. Leah got that first.
Well, at the same time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to give you the name of six mythical clubs and saloons in famous musicals, and you tell me the musicals that they appear in. I'll give you two each. The Village Vortex.
I'll be lucky to get one. Yes.
Well, I don't know. The Village Vortex, Hernando's Hideaway.
All right.
That's the one you'll get.
Yeah.
The Hot Box.
Oh.
The Celestial Bar. The Kit Kat Club. And the Fandango Ballroom. Okay, what... I'll give you one each.
the Hot Box is Guys and Dolls.
That's right, the Hot Box.
The Kit Kat Club is the cabaret.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you got the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, well, you got to start with something.
I think Hernando's Hideaway,
yeah,
too.
Right.
I'm looking for the Village Vortex, Hernando's Hideaway, the Celestial Bar. It's probably the hardest one. And the Fandango Ballroom.
I almost said the Bell, Book, and Candle for the Village Vortex, but that's not it.
No.
That's the, what is that club? It's like the Equinox Club or something.
I don't know that movie.
But that's not a musical anyway.
That was not a musical, no.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And I'm going to make a guess on Leah's question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it works of art?
Yeah.
Oh,
which
good.
Ones?
Oh, well, I think the Legion and the Fine Arts Museum, the De Young, I believe, belong.
They don't really know the Legion and the Fine Arts Museums. Mm. The Fine Arts Museums of San Francisco is a public-private partnership.
Oh, okay.
So, but guess again, because you're really close.
Guess again.
Name another institution.
Oh, the Asian.
Yeah.
The Asian
it's
Museum.
The
oh,
collection
okay.
of art yep. in the Asian Museum.
Oh, all right, yeah. And then I'm going to make a guess on the food, fast food. I think there's still Roy Rogers restaurants.
It's not Roy Rogers. No. This chain isn't around anymore.
Oh, it isn't around me. Oh,
right.
Okay. No, I don't have a clue on that one. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
And it ends in Dinomat.
It ends in Dinomat.
How about
yeah.
Dino's Dinomat?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, this is Vicki and Dan calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Vicki. Hi, Dan.
We think that the business named after the movie might be Holiday Inn.
You're right.
Ah,
Holiday
yes.
Inn.
I think you actually asked that one.
Did I ever ask
that? Anyway, yeah. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, that was named after the 1942
Excellent.
Movie, Holiday
Excellent.
Inn. Very
Excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that was Dan's guest, and he's another KALW volunteer.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to finish this sentence. 97% of people write their own name when... 97% of people write their own name when...
Well, it could be a million things.
When they're making out a check?
Well, that's the obvious one, but no, it wouldn't be that obvious.
Let's assume that this is all legal, so it's not...
In other words, it would be illegal for somebody else to sign their name in this case. Okay.
No, in the case I'm talking about, it has nothing to do with applying for driver's license.
Oh, all right.
Is legal or is not legal?
It's legal.
It's legal. Well, that's what I mean.
And in this case, it's a big clue, it would be legal to write somebody else's name,
Well, you
name
always have
too.
To write your own name if it's a legal document.
She didn't say
no,
it was
I
a legal
didn't say
document.
It was a legal document.
You said it's legal.
I said the act of doing this is legal. It's
right.
not.
Oh, it's not.
In other words, you don't have to write your own name for it to be legal.
So it's not a legal document.
There's no problem.
It's not a legal document.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps somewhat.
All right. 97. Once more, just read the whole thing.
97% of people write their own name when.
When?
I can only think of legal documents.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's so many things you write your own name on.
So,
You always sign your own autographs, don't you, Jerry? I don't know. All right, leave it out. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134 for Minds Over Matter. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. You ready? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm Charlie in San Francisco.
Hi, Charlie.
I can maybe do a quick one on the will for the signature.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a legal document, she
no,
said.
No, it's not a legal document.
Yeah, I heard you correct that. But in any event, let me throw out... two things that I do know. One is the Brundage family, or Mr. Brundage, Avery Brundage, left his collection to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume his $1 billion worth of art collection when he left it was probably appreciated by now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. And the second one I'm well aware of, I think, is there was an article in the paper recently about how our street parking is the most valuable asset in the city.
That's a little bit different kind of assessment than the value of, than the dollar value of something city owns.
But you're not talking about the money, for instance, they make in parking meters or something like that.
Well, they were saying that the real potential yield of the parking, if they put a parking meter on everything.
They will eventually.
By far the most valuable revenue asset.
Especially if you count the fines.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad they don't do that.
Yeah, too.
I don't want to give them too many ideas, but there was some discussion about that.
Well, you were right when you were with your answer about the Asian Art Museum.
Yeah.
Right. I had heard you mention that, but I didn't know if that had been decided.
Right, it had. It had. You were right.
Good. Yeah, I'm active over there, so I knew that Mr. Brundage had left his collection to the city.
All right.
Very good. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye. Okay. So there was a poll done by, I want to say it's, was it Gourmet Magazine? I don't know. It was a well-known polling, well-known established magazine, I think, that asked people coming to America, just as tourists, to give their 10 least favorite American foods, the things that they can't stomach when they come here. They're surprised that anybody eats. But what are the least favorite foods that tourists, foreign tourists, complain about when they come to the United States?
Oh,
I'll give you a couple guesses each.
Are these like dishes, or would they be like a condiment, like a
I would say
ketchup
that,
or something?
I would say only one of them is a or two of them are. Three. Okay, three are prepared dishes, and the others are things you would get in like a grocery store.
Okay, like
peanut butter.
Yes, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are peanut butter and jelly.
I thought they ate those around the world.
No.
Apparently not. Yes, that is number one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
strictly American. Yeah. Oh, gee.
So,
oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to guess?
Well, I do in time. Complain about.
Or dislike, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ubiquitous.
Are these all kind of well-known major?
Oh yeah, very quite well-known. Nothing obscure.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily looking for any brand names or anything like that.
Generic,
although there are a couple brand names on here, but I mean, if you get close, that'll be fine.
These are like generic foods.
Yeah, mostly generic. So again, what are the 10 least favorite foods for foreign tourists coming to America? Least favorite foods that are generally mostly known for being in the United States. So, okay, Leah, do you want to guess anymore?
These are. Is how modern is this list?
It's pretty modern. It's like within a year.
Okay, I'm drawing.
All right.
Mayonnaise.
No, not mayonnaise. I mean, not in the top 10 anyway. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Christian from San Carlos.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
It's a beautiful day. Okay, let's try Leah's question about the signature.
Mm-hmm.
How about Leah? They write their own name, a write-in space for a political candidate. When you're asked to write it.
That's a great answer. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I asked this question because I thought there'd be some great answers, and that's a great one, but that's not the one I'm looking for.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any more room for businesses named after movies or movies named after businesses?
Well, we got the biggest one, but what was the you had in mind?
How about the Barefoot Contessa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that a chain?
It's a cooking. No, it's a cooking.
But it's also business. A business. She has,
right, it's
she
an
has
enterprise.
That's true.
The cook, that's you
true.
Mean. The,
yeah, I'll give
Italian,
you a note for that.
Italian cook, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I got a two-part question for you guys.
All right.
What rock band, and you can, you know, I'll give you all kinds of hints if you want. This is a two-part question.
You're going to have to give us all kinds of hints, yeah.
What rock band was the only group to promote its single on an American game show? This is a hoot. What rock band was the only group to promote its single on an American game show?
What era are we talking about? The 60s?
Yeah, 68. I'm pretty sure it's 68. Mm-hmm.
And the game show, was it something like Name That Tune? Or?
No, not Name That Tune, but...
Or What's My Line, maybe? Not What's My Line, but... what was the one that Gary Moore had?
I've Got a Secret?
I've Got a Secret.
No, mm-mm. No. It was something more obscure. I'll give you the game show.
Okay.
You won't believe this. The dating game.
Oh, yeah, I would believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, 60s then. It's a well-known band then.
Very well-known.
The Monkees.
Very well-known. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
That's
yeah.
a good guess. But you said it was. Did you say it was a non-American band?
I did not say.
Okay.
But, If you want to go there, I will say it's not American.
Leah said
it's an English band. Yeah.
Oh, it's an English band. Okay, I was going. Leah said the Monkees, which is a great guess. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an English band.
Herman's Hermits.
Good guess. Okay.
60s. It's not like the Rolling. It's not like a really well-known band like the Rolling Stones, is it?
No, not quite. Not quite the epic that epic, but pretty close.
How about the Dave Clark Five?
Good guess. It was Deep Purple, and they were promoting, if you remember, their first single, Hush, on the dating game. And John Lord, the keyboardist, had to be a contestant to make this work. So
yeah.
How about that?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Billy.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to make a guess on the Dino Matt, the famous star.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bing Crosby.
No.
Because he was such an entrepreneur.
He was.
He said the star is still alive.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you did say that. Okay.
Yes.
And it's a man?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's a man. Yeah.
Has to be somebody of that stature in that era. Because, okay.
It's not Jimmy Dean.
It's not Jimmy Dean.
Those are sausages.
He's not alive, though. He died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Do remember his death. He's up there frolicking with Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Yes, I'm Jeff, calling from San Leandro. How are you, folks?
Good, thank you.
You all may know that a homophone is a word that is pronounced the same as another word, but differs in meaning and may differ in spelling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, homophones that are spelled differently are also called heterographs. Can you or your listeners name me any sets of three or four heterographs?
So, in other words, these two words are pronounced the same,
well,
but they're spelled differently.
In this case, three words or more.
I've got two.
No, we don't want to make it easy.
That's not easy, believe me.
We need three words
or
four words.
Four? Wow.
Three or four.
Gosh. It's spelled the same,
now,
but
one of them,
but pronounced differently.
One of the set of three is extremely easy with any math people.
Oh, math.
What are the rules again, Leah?
They sound the same, they're spelled differently, and they mean different things.
Mean different things than spelled. Okay.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, they're not synonyms.
Yeah.
So
spelled.
Not honor.
Spelled the same.
Honor.
No, spelled differently, Jer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Four different ways to spell them.
Three ways or more to spell it.
Help us just a little bit. The one that has, give us one that, for instance, that has four different ways to spell it.
I'll give you one with three.
And tell us how many letters it has in it.
Well, I'll give you one with three.
All right.
Let's see. The one with three has just three letters. And it's something that a 1 or 2 year old, it might be one of the first words that a 1 or 2 year old may say.
Oh.
It's a one syllable.
Ma.
One syllable.
I'm thinking eight and the letter and the number eight. That's only two.
In fact, during our conversation, one of you have mentioned it already. You've already said it, and you didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah. Debbie came up with 2-2-2.
Yeah. Now there's your set of three.
Yeah, that's right. Good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good job, Debbie.
Now there's more threes, and there's only 1-4.
1-4.
How many syllables in the four?
Oh, there's only one.
Okay.
I mean, this is very difficult.
Thank you for saying that.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, 4-4-4.
4-4-4.
I've got 4-4-4, but that's three.
Yeah, 4-4-4 is three. We want four.
Oh, well. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
What do you guys want to do? You want to leave it out?
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, all right, we're going to leave it out. And so what we'll do is we're going to put you on hold, and then you give the answer to Debbie. Would you do that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. Then we can let other people guess if they want to. Thank you very much. All right, stay on the line. And
I've got three. Can I just throw it out to
you? Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Right, right, and right.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, and, yeah, okay. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
All right. Who is the first full-time black manager or coach in American sports? Who is the first full-time black manager or coach in American sports? There have been a few that were both player and manager, but this is a full-time black manager.
So you're not talking about you're not including like the Negro Leagues or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, these are major leagues.
Of any sport, major sport.
Right.
You know.
Oh. Isn't that Frank Robinson?
No. He was not the first. This is 1971, I'll tell you that.
Right. Okay. And Debbie, can we go to a call? Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Judy in Berkeley.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, so one for that guy who just called is there, and the contraction there. And for the question about nightclubs and musicals, did someone get Hernando's Hideaway?
No, well, not officially, no. Go ahead.
That's in Kiss Me Kate, isn't it?
No, it is
no,
not.
Not Kiss Me Kate.
Pajama Game?
Yes.
Pajama Game, very good.
It's one that the PTA put on. Okay. And then the Village something, whatever it is
Village
that in
Vortex.
Wonderful Town?
Village Vortex.
Is that Wonderful Town?
It is Wonderful
Good job.
Town. Excellent.
And then I was going to guess on Leah's 97% of people write their own name when doodling.
No. Oh, that's good.
A very good.
I
one.
Like that.
That's an excellent one.
But
that's,
it's not the right answer.
It's probably
not
100,
quite.
It's probably 100%.
Yeah. It's close to the answer, but it's not quite.
Okay. Well, that's it for tonight. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
When they're putting graffiti on the wall?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you want to sign your name to the...
Well, they have their made-up names.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so we're past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay, I still have a few names of mythical clubs and saloons and famous musicals. The Celestial Bar and the Fandango Ballroom. And I want to know the name of the first full-time black manager or coach in American pro sports. That's it.
Okay. Leah?
I'm looking for the end of the sentence. 97% of people write their own name when.
All right. And who was the first celebrity to have a restaurant chain named after them? First celebrity to have a restaurant chain named after them was in the 1950s.
Still alive.
And this person is still around. Yes, still alive. And this is, let's see, according to, I think it's Gourmet Magazine, these are the 10 least favorite American foods for tourists visiting the United States. 10 least favorite American foods for very, very well-known American foods for tourists visiting the United States. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Leah, do people write their own name when they're testing a pen to see if it has ink?
Oh,
yeah. Testing.
Very good.
Trying out a new pen.
Yeah. That's good.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Great. Thank you. But that's pretty close to doodling. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Alan Lerner, Mickey Rooney, and Martha Ray.
Yeah.
Between the three of them, they had about 20 spouses.
That's the answer. They were all married at least 7 times. Very good. And I was going to add Liz Taylor, but that made it too obvious.
Yeah, okay. Or Tommy Manville.
Well, yeah, that's what he's mainly famous for. Very good.
And a question.
Yes.
On January 17th, 1929, Tom Mix and William S. Hart served as pallbearers at the funeral of a friend. Who was the friend?
Wyatt Earp.
Very good.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. All right.
What's... Oh, this guy's not alive. Jeez, who could that be? He's still alive.
All right, I'm going to give you some well-known companies in the United States. They aren't necessarily American companies, but they're known in the United States. I want you to tell me what their name stands for or where it came from, okay? So I'll just give you two. Aflac, A-F-L-A-C, Aflac. What is the etymology of the name? And Geico.
Geico is government employees insurance company.
You're right. Absolutely. Okay, you're right.
All right. Is Aflac also something NIM?
It is. It is related to that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is an acronym.
Yeah. Okay.
So
American
Aflac
Federation of.
No, not American Federation.
Lazy.
So tell me what the Aflac stands for. All right, I'll give you one more. EMI. EMI.
What is EMI anyway?
It's in a lot of has fingers in a lot of pies, but it's primarily known for. Music.
Oh, entertainment music industry. No. entertainment music something with an I.
International,
that's right. Yeah.
No. All right.
What is BMI? Do you know that?
No.
Broadcast Music International.
Okay. Oh, all right. You're right. So AFLAC and EMI, what do those names stand for? Right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, this is Ruhama.
Hello.
And I thought, boy, I thought the write your own name was when you're asked to give a handwriting sample. But close, but no cigar. The foods that tourists don't like, American foods,
right.
Would one of them be popcorn?
Not popcorn, no.
Would one of them be ketchup?
No.
Would one of them be corn dogs?
Yes. Corn dogs is one.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, thanks a lot. I don't know anything else.
All right, thanks a lot.
Corn dogs, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, let me turn the radio down. I got scooped on the pen question, but in the meantime, I was wondering about iceberg lettuce.
Oh, for the foods that tourists don't like. Yeah, that has no taste at all, does it? No, not one of them, no.
Oh, well. Anyway, I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, I have more foods to guess. Is one of them root beer?
No. Let me just look at the list once. There is nothing to drink on it.
Okay. Offer it to a European and they won't believe it. Is another one corn on the cob?
No.
That's what I had. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Jared, you have something not too long to throw in?
Please.
Well, just because
I know it's the end of the show. Okay, what are the two oldest continuously held American sporting events? You got to get two for a bell.
Oh, with no break at all. In other words, they've been held every single year, you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Are they an every year event? May I clarify that?
Yeah.
Without a break. How about the All-Star Game and the America's Cup?
No.
I know the America's Cup is one.
The America's Cup isn't every year.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Happily.
Is the All-Star Game one of them?
No.
Okay. These are big-time events, right?
Yeah.
The USO Tennis Open?
No. They go back. I think maybe they both started the same year. Anyway, one year I have is 1877.
Oh, okay.
We're talking old.
Right. Okay. Read the question once more, please.
What are the two oldest continuously held U.S. sporting events?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. The man who called in with the words sound the same. Is one of them N-O-K-N-O-W and N-O-H?
Hmm. Oh, I see.
No, he wanted four.
No, and no.
Right.
No, he's going for four. There's one with four, he said.
You had the answer in front of you, right, Leah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh.
But that's not it.
No.
And I know you said corn dogs, but what about hot dogs?
Not hot dogs. Nuh-uh.
Okay, deep fried Twinkies.
No. Not quite that.
What'd she say? What kind of cookies?
Deep fried Twinkies, she said. Oh, not quite that obscure. In other words, it's not like something you get in the store. These are all things you could buy in a grocery store or pretty close to it, anyway.
The only other one I can think of is Jell-O.
Not Jell-O.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Malamars.
No.
Please don't.
Not.
I know you don't like them. But
more. Better known than that. Better known, generally.
Oh, Malamars. Very few people know that. Yeah.
Not too many. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So it came out in the news today that a lot of people are stealing gasoline by parking their vans on the top of the tank, the gas station tank, and making holes through it. And in the process, several people have their vehicle, you know, blow up in pieces, and at least one person died. I'd like to ask you the question. For every gallon of gasoline, how many sticks of dynamite is equivalent to that gallon of gasoline?
How many what?
Sticks of dynamite.
Sticks
is
equivalent. Of dynamite.
In power, in explosive power.
Yeah, explosive power. 1 gallon of gasoline, which, you know,
oh,
you have your
boy.
SUV, you have 20 gallons of...
Right.
That's why it's a dangerous business. How many sticks of dynamite for every gallon of gasoline?
I don't know. Gallon? Not that much.
50.
Take a guess.
50.
No, 10 sticks of dynamite, but that's awful lot.
That's a lot.
That's awful
50
lot.
50 sticks
right,
of dynamite.
Well,
two.
You said to guess.
Yeah. 10 sticks of dynamite. Okay.
Oh, 10.
What's the second question? What is in common between Tutankhamun and Isaac, the biblical man?
Okay. Isaac and
nothing in common. I'll give you a hint because time is short. It is in the name.
Oh, is it the same name, but in different languages?
No. I don't know. They're two different people, but it's the same person with two different names. That has name changed.
Oh, no. Is Isaac just so? Isaac is not the Hebrew equivalent of.
No. But Isaac eventually had a different name.
Oh, I see. All right.
After Jacob Ladder?
No.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg
like
decided Tutankhamun was not a good first name for the baby.
Okay, let's leave that to people to answer.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Tutankhamun Goldberg.
Leah, do you have something quick again?
Yes. What's Oprah Winfrey's real name? What name was she born with?
First name or last name?
First name.
Margaret.
Betty Jane Persky. What's her name?
Is it a common name? Or is it...
Something you find around the house?
Is that a yes or a no?
No, it's not a common name, but it's a biblical name.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not Leah, is it?
No.
Ruth. No.
No.
Miriam.
No. Okay. And Hepzibah. No. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas.
the musical things. You haven't got all of them yet, have you?
Haven't got the Celestial Bar or the Fandango Ballroom.
I was going to try for Celestial, Cabin in the Sky.
No?
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds right, but no, it's not that.
Okay.
More contemporary.
And then for foods, I thought I'd throw in some of my favorite foods and see if it's on the list.
Okay.
Clam chowder?
No, I love clam chowder.
Me too.
All right.
But you're not a foreign tourist.
No. BLT?
No.
Okay. So, I'm going without a bell, but I love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're going without a...
A lot without a bell.
That's sweet. Right.
Who could not like a BLT?
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Okay, so I've got some guesses. Jerry, for your sporting events, is it the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness?
The Kentucky Derby is correct. The other one is not a horse race.
The other one's not a horse race.
Yeah, you got one, though. That's good.
Every year, but not a horse race. I'm at a loss.
Calling it a sport may be a bit of a stretch, but it's a...
Is it like the marathon? Is it the Boston Marathon?
No, that's definitely a sport. No.
Are you going to say like the chess championship?
No. It's a
Miss America contest.
Yeah, right. Celebrity bowling.
No.
Oh, well, okay. About the foods.
Yes.
Is American cheese one of them?
Yes. There are two variations on that. Would you care to elaborate?
Two variations on it. Well, just cheese generally speaking, or is it
not cheese generally speaking? But there are two cheese-related foods.
Cheese whiz.
Oh, cheese whiz.
I'm going to give it to you. It's cheese. Spray cheese, yes, just generally. That's one of them.
Well,
okay. Would you pizza, killer?
No, it's cheese by itself, but it's a particular kind.
The other kind.
Yes, Debbie has it. She's whispered in my ear.
It's not cheese whiz.
It's Velveeta.
Oh, Velveeta. That's the same thing.
Yeah. I consider Velveeta American. Yeah, yeah.
So you get the Belford cheese.
And then is bread, is American packaged bread one of them?
Yes, supermarket bread. Yes.
Wonder bread.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
Okay. And then I have a question for you, too.
Okay.
For you all. She's two classic actors from Hollywood's golden era. The first name of one of them is spelled backwards. It's the last name of another.
Ooh.
These were very famous actors.
Wow.
You mean their real names? Not like...
Well, Errol Flynn and Peter Lorre.
Well done. Very well done.
Excellent.
What was that again? Errol Flynn?
And Peter Lorre.
Errol Flynn and Peter Lorre.
Wow. Very good.
Wait a minute. They're spelled backwards?
Errol spelled backwards is Lorre.
Oh,
very good.
Wow. Good. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Good job. Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Did that like that, huh?
Yeah. Very good.
That's the answer of the evening. Wow. Yeah. For speed, anyway.
Yeah. And very good. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. It's Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
The food thing, is it possibly chips as in French fries?
No, not French fries.
No, because...
Those are eaten everywhere.
Throw the ketchup on, and it's always horrible anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, guys. And it's great as usual.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call quickly at 415-841-4134, that's 415-841-4134, or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Oh, let's see. Can I give you anything? I'll give you one more of the company names. You can tell me where it came from. Dwayne Reed. You know Dwayne Reed?
That's the chain in New York, but that's the name of the guy that founded it.
No, it's not the name of the guy.
It's not the name of the guy.
No. Where did the name Dwayne Reed come from?
Is it a historical name of any kind?
In a sense. Yeah, well, in a way, yeah.
Dwayne Reed? It's not? Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Okay.
That's a New York. That's basically kind of a New York.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Right. Every corner.
Yeah. So where did the name Dwayne Reed come from?
And it has a kind of a historical connection.
There's a connection, yeah.
And it isn't the name of the founder?
No, it has nothing to do with the name of the founder.
How weird. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ah.
Okay. And let's
I did not know that.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
For the heterographs, the homophones, the other classic one is Mary, Mary, and Mary.
All right. That's not four.
Mary.
What's the third one?
You said there were several. Three.
You mean Mary as in happy and Mary as in
get married
marriage?
And the name Mary.
Yeah, they're not really
Mary is
the same.
A little bit different pronunciation, yeah.
There's actually like essays written about this. In some parts of the country, it's exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And in others, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
One of the ways they trade.
Fair enough. Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, a half-hearted bell then.
All right.
my question for you this week is... what 50s R&B or rock singer in his stage act had an allusion to Hamlet?
James Brown.
Nope.
Allusion to Hamlet in the stage act. Ghost of his father would come out? And
No, it's not the ghost of the father.
Okay. You said an R&B singer?
It is somewhat macabre. Yeah, it's 50s, right?
So 50s,
It's at the beginnings of rock, and it's kind of, you know, neither one genre nor the other.
At the very beginning of rock,
pretty close to it, yeah.
So, like a Louis Jordan kind of thing, or
not Louis Jordan?
Okay.
Some might even put this person in the novelty genre.
Oh,
Chubby Checker?
No, not Chubby Checker.
No.
I'd love to know what part of Hamlet he would have in.
Yeah,
never know. Huh. So you want the name of the singer, but you're not telling us what the allusion to Hamlet is.
That's the fun part. I'll try to think of a good hint if you come up with another guess.
Debbie suggested Little Richard.
It's not Little Richard, but
sense.
You're getting closer.
Kind of
if
sense.
You think
yeah.
about hairstyles.
Okay. So then.
The allusion is actually to two different parts of Hamlet, because he takes a name from Hamlet, and he takes a visual from Hamlet.
Not Chuck Berry.
It's not Chuck Berry.
Oh, but he used to talk about Guildenstern all the time.
Yeah, Bill Haley.
Chuck Berry is the Rosencrantz, and Bo Diddley is the Guildenstern of rock and roll, but it's not them.
Okay, it's early. No.
Okay, it's Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who would go out on stage with a human skull that he would hold in his hand and talk to, and the name of the skull was Horatio.
All right. Okay.
So you see, he got the name wrong, but better than Yorick. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, he got it wrong, too, because Yorick is the name of the skull.
Yeah. Horatio was the one he was talking to.
He's addressing Horatio, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
This is Pam in Berkeley.
Hi, Pam.
And I just have a guess. I missed out on Velveeta cheese, but how about marshmallows?
Not marshmallows.
That's a good guess. Yeah, that's a very good guess.
But I'm with you on marshmallows, Pam.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Pam. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, it's Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Okay, we're almost out of time, so...
Okay, I'll make it quick. EMI is electronic and musical instrument.
Right. Electronic and musical industries, I should say.
Industry, right.
Right.
BMI is Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Right.
Celebrity opening a restaurant. How about, Tony Bennett?
No.
He's still alive. Anything else? Fried chicken.
No.
And I'm quick plug, Grand Oaks is gathering this Tuesday, and I'm giving the quiz.
Okay. There you go.
And I think we're done.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Time to clean up.
Okay. The two remaining mythical clubs from musicals. One is the Celestial Bar, which was in Flower Drum Song. Mm-hmm. And the Fandango Ballroom is in Sweet Charity. And the first full-time black manager or coach in American sports was Al Attles of the Warriors.
All right.
And the other oldest continuously held sporting event is the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Oh, okay. All right. Leah.
Oprah Winfrey's real name was Orpah. O-R-P-A-H, a biblical name. Mm. And this isn't mine. Steve dropped it off. The four words that sound alike, are spelled differently and mean different things, are new, as in I've got new shoes, new as in the man who knew too much, new as in the four-legged animal, and new the Greek letter.
Good job. All right.
The Yiddish expression.
Aflac is the American Family Life Assurance Company. Dwayne Reed is called Dwayne Reed because it was founded at Dwayne and Reed Streets in Lower Manhattan.
Ah.
The first celebrity to have a restaurant chain named after him, Pat Boone.
Oh, yes,
Pat Boone's Dynomat.
Of course.
Yes, they went bankrupt, by the way. And the least favorite American foods for tourists to the U.S., peanut butter and jelly, grits, spray cheese, meatloaf, corn dogs, Velveeta, supermarket bread, Pop-Tarts, cold cereal, and Hershey's chocolate.
Cold cereal?
That's a state fair, if ever I heard one. Yes. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And our special thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Join us next Sunday. Bye-bye.